Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good morning. And first thing I got to do is apologize to you and to the listeners. I've got a terrible kind of some kind of a head cold thing going on this morning. So, folks, sorry I sound so crapola on the microphone today. But, hey, that's the way it is, baby. It's Saturday morning. We still roll in the Rant and Rave room.
You got the black coffee going. We will march through it somehow.
I got my War Room. I got, sorry, my Warpath Coffee. Warpath Coffee. Promo code Rant and Rave. Tej Gill in the group. Warpath Coffee, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The mild, the breakfast blend, all of it's fantastic, brother.
Get yourself going. Well, just keep your cold and your head on straight, and we'll make it through this. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining our show. Recording this on the 9th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. Thank you for joining us. As usual, the shenanigans are in high gear out there in the real world. So let's get to it. Hey, so yeah. Too, State of the Union. So we got to dive into this because there's so much to get into. I'm sure everyone has kind of heard a little bit about Biden's fiasco up there on Capitol Hill. So basically, in many ways, it was what I kind of thought it was going to be, a dark and despair-ridden diatribe. So they, you know, they fastened his diaper. They filled him up with B12 and Adderall. They trotted him out there.
Yep.
The State of the Union is supposed to be something to rally the troops, to get everyone behind, hey, this is where we are now and here's where we want to go. But this was a pure campaign hate-filled speech, which you're not supposed to do. It's not that's not what this is for.
Right.
But of course, the Dems play by their own rules.
They can't help themselves.
They cannot help themselves. So basically, this they laid out the blueprint for the next 8 months until November, 9 months, whatever it is going to be.
Right.
It's going to be pro-Ukraine. It's going, you know, keep that slush fund and that war going. They don't care how many people die in the conflict. We got to keep pushing the war against us, me and you. Okay. We're the ones that are destroying the Constitution, of course, not them, which is, you know, it's a typical opposite of reality thing. And then pushing abortion wherever they can.
Yeah.
So kind of the same,
same old
three themes, right, Frank?
Yep. Same old thing. Saul Alinsky playbook 101, Dave. And I think you beautifully summarized it. And the one other thing I caught from his SOTU talk, which I caught the highlights after, was really not just was it a campaign speech, far from a State of the Union, but it was really his way to march, to basically put aside the Democratic Party, the whole Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, Michelle Whitmer is going to replace me kind of thing. And it was really to shore himself up. He had to come out there and look as strong as he could on the Adderall as possible for an hour. And I think from that perspective, he probably did. I think in his own mind, in his own supporters' minds, he basically put away the notion that, you know, Mike Obama is going to replace me. Sorry, I meant Michelle Obama. And also, you know, whether it's Newsom or Whitmer or whatever. And I think that was his whole intention. And I think that worked for them. Everything you said is totally true as well.
I was at 99% that he was going to be replaced by the time the DNC convention rolls around in August, but I'm down to like 50%.
I think I'm less than 50.
You're less than 50.
I'm probably like less than 20 now, actually.
Yeah.
I think that was the pivot moment, Dave, when basically this is now Trump Biden. This is Trump Biden.
Yeah.
And that happened that night. That was it. All other bets are off.
And as a lead into that, just over the last couple of weeks, even, Scarborough down there at MSNBC, He was dead serious. I mean, these people, they don't mess around with this kicking their heels or anything, looking down at the ground. They look you right in the eye and come out with this. And when you have people like Scarborough looking right at the camera saying, I have never seen Joe Biden so locked in and at the height of his powers and his sensitivity to the world and his awareness and how he's going to lead. I mean, they are there, man.
But Dave, that's the reason I'm concluding what I just said, because all his acolytes, all those people out there messaging for him in the mainstream media, It wasn't just Morning Mika and Joe Scarborough. It was the whole crew, Joanne Reed, everybody, MSNBC. They were all out there doing exactly what you just said, similar types of quotes, which kind of – and those quotes, believe me, they were designed before he even gave the speech.
As usual,
So it was there to shore up the position that he's our guy. It's him versus Trump, and we are going all in.
They are all in. Well, good luck with that. I'll take that fight.
Oh, any day. Walk me up to the sticks. 24/7, have a debate anytime, anywhere, any place. That's the Bannon mantra. I agree.
Yeah. So basically, they know from all the polls they're going to lose as far as the actual election goes. So Mark Elias and his
They're gonna figure out
cronies
how to steal
in
it.
the yeah, it's going to be a steal a type election again. So we have, thank goodness, on the heels of this of Soto, we now have officially new people running the RNC. That'd be Laura Trump, Donald's daughter-in-law, correct?
Yeah, daughter-in-law.
And Whatfield from North Carolina.
Correct. Yeah. So Trump's daughter there is just there to oversee and make sure that things are going the right way and the money's coming in and being spent on the right things from the nominee's perspective, from President Trump's perspective. And that's great. And the other guy is a button down, good conservative
Mark
Republican,
Whatley, Michael
and he'll
Whatley, yeah.
Yeah, and he'll make sure that that the machine works properly. So I think we're in good shape now. The problem is it's kind of like a decaying option, Dave, like from a financial services perspective, meaning the RNC. We've only got 8 months left. We've lost the biggest advantage that we had, and that's time. So you lose the advantage of like in finance with compound interest. We only have 8 months. We've got to generate. We're behind,
Oof.
way behind in raising money. I mean, this is no secret. I mean, this is not telling anything out of. We got to raise a lot more money. And we have to work on the election rigging stuff. All the stuff about signature verification, and all the rest of it. So.
Agree. Yeah, we got our work cut out for ourselves up until November 5th. Let's get back to the speech. Just a couple of more items, which I thought were really
Yeah.
just kind of amusing or interesting. And as he was walking up to the platform, which he was 25 minutes late, which even, Donald likes to show up late for events. That this was ridiculous, 25 minutes late. So
Certainly,
Marjorie Taylor Greene's,
it was the Hamas protesters
it was
between the White
Hamas
House and
protesters.
Congress. Yeah.
You mean, you also known as Democrats
Oh,
out front.
sorry. That's what I did. Did I say Hamas? I meant Democrats. Sorry.
Yeah, Democrat, yeah, the pro-Hamas types. So MTG's out there with the bright red "Make America Great" hat. I love that. And stupid Biden falls for her, whatever you want to call it, ploy, I guess you would call it. She hands him the Laken Riley button. Say her name. He takes it. I don't think he had any idea what was
Of
on there.
course, no.
And midway through his speech, did you see this highlight?
Yeah.
Where she starts, MTV starts catcalling from there. Hey, say her name, because this, sadly, her death is being used as to lead the charge to do something about the border. Okay, of course, this happens every day to many other people, but they're using her, and it's okay. And stupid Biden can't say her name correctly,
Right.
so he stumbles through that. He just and then he actually used the word. A brief moment of truth came out of his mouth when
Illegal,
he said the word illegal.
yeah,
And of course, the left and all of his crony pals went ballistic. Oh, we
yeah,
can't call them illegal. They're
right.
just
Now stop
non-documented
it. Yeah,
workers.
no, they're called. Actually, Dave, you know what they're calling them now? Talk about reframing and rephrasing, which is what the Marxists do. They're called newcomers.
Newcomers.
No, that's what Karine Jean-Pierre. That's the messaging coming out of the White House now. They're called newcomers. So, Dave, we've gone from illegal alien invaders to illegal aliens to illegals, right? To migrants to newcomers. That's the progression that we've had over the last, call it, year or two.
Well, and bottom line for me, just, Biden has always been dumb and a follower. We know that Obama's pulling the strings. I know we've said it many, many times, but we're going to continue to say it. He's just a puppet to be pushed out there and to say the words that are written for him. But
Right.
he's really just a terrible person. I don't
Yeah.
care how filled up he is with whatever drug of choice to so he can get through an hour of speech past 8
Yeah.
at night, because he's
Yeah.
usually, eating his oatmeal by then and going to sleep.
Yeah.
If you're going to watch that speech and say, "Oh, I feel so positive about our
Right.
country," you just live in a different universe than I do.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the guy's a hollowed out shell of a man. There's nothing left there. He's just full of juice, full of Adderall. He does whatever he's told, and that's it, and
And you saw he also had that the Gold Star dad arrested, who did, okay, he
Right.
heckled, which you're not supposed to do. So I could see kicking him out, but to actually arrest him. But that's the way they roll. That's the way the
That's
Capitol
the way they
Police
roll.
roll under
Yeah.
their command now, right?
Misdemeanor charge, handcuffs, and oh, by the way, they put up 8-foot fencing, the same stuff they did during J6 around the entire Capitol for the event. Nobody quite knows why, because there was no people around the entire Capitol. I know why. It's all messaging, right? So they want to put up because, oh, Donald Trump, MAGA, all his supporters, threat to democracy. So what do? When you have a threat to democracy, you put up a wall, you put up a fence. Oh, why don't we try that on the southern border? Oh, no, you can't do
Yeah.
that. Let's put a fence around the entire Capitol. So it's all messaging, it's all performative, it's all crap.
It also made me sick that he actually was trying to come off as like he's the wartime president, even coming right out at the very beginning
Ugh,
saying just like
brutal.
FDR did, the growing threat of Nazism in Europe, in January of 1940. Look at me, I'm a wartime, I'm a tough guy, I'm a tough
Yeah, so what
guy.
you do is you create your own war because your own stupid policies, and then you become a wartime
That's it.
president. So yeah, sure.
That sums it all up in a heartbeat. The whole Democrats, they create the chaos and then they come in and say, we're the only ones that can fix it. That's
That's
just
right.
playbook
That's
101.
Playbook 101, 100%,
So
100%.
what was this other, you saw, before the show, this other breaking story,
Yeah, I do want to bring up
lay
one
that on the
breaking
folks,
story.
please.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, there's one breaking story on Bannon's Saturday show, which is worth repeating, although this story was out 2 years ago. But it basically got summarized yesterday with some great reporting from Molly Hemingway at The Federalist. So basically, this involves the suppression of exculpatory evidence for President Trump surrounding the request for National Guard troops on January the 6th. Now, everybody knows because there were six people in the White House Oval Office, including Kash Patel, the Sec Dev, President Trump, and several others, when he made this request in writing. Mayor Bowser of D.C. rejected it. Nancy Pelosi rejected it. Of course, the president can't order the deployment of troops on U.S. soil. It's constitutionally not allowed. So you have to make the request through local government, which is what he did. Well, guess what? That evidence was not only was it not presented to, it was kept away from the J6 committee. So that we've known that exact. And here's the smoking gun, basically. Pelosi, this all comes down to Liz Cheney, former congressperson, and Adam Schiff, currently running for senator in California. They intentionally took this out of the record at the J6 committee. Now, there's a guy named Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato. He did a transcribed interview with the committee on January the 28th, 2022. And in it, he told Cheney and Schiff and all the others that he overheard White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in a discussion to solidify the request for the National Guard's troop. That evidence was not present. Not only was it not presented to the J6 committee, it was kept out intentionally. Smoking gun, totally exculpatory. The whole J6 narrative is done. I mean, it was done a long time ago, but now this is absolutely crystal clear evidence.
Yet another layer of this total fraud J6 thing run by the FBI and so on. No, great story. Thank you for bringing that up. It's important. I'm so sick of these cowardly Republicans not getting all sheepish when mentioned talking about J6. You should immediately have these very just a list of facts in your head so you can bounce back at any of these reporters and tell them what's going on with the fake pipe bombs and
All of
the
it. All of it.
dozens of FBI plants that were stirring up the crowd that day, and how half the 90% of the people there were just calmly walking through a tour guide of the Capitol, and
Here's what, you know,
the
Dave, here's what it comes down to, whether it's the pipe, no matter what the tactical issue, J6, pipe bomb, you could go on and on and on. These Republicans don't have spines. They don't have backbones. They are not tough. They cannot get up in your grill. They don't know how to counterpunch twice as hard. They're weak, they're not worthy, and they all need to get primaried out because they just don't have the balls to do what's necessary.
I think in their heads, a lot of these people, like if you want to call out the Romneys and the Lindsey Grahams of the world, they still think it's like 1992. They do. They still think it's like, oh, we're having a little coffee clash at the country club and everything's hunky dory. We just have to work on the tax rate. That's the only thing we differ on. Everything else we can kind of agree on, right? No,
No.
those days are so gone, people.
Gone, gone.
Oh, they got it. I agree. They got to step up. We got to primary these loafers out. And it's kind of happening. It's kind of happening. Not as fast as we want, but just in the last couple of months, how, these people are dropping off like flies because the writing's on the wall. MAGA is on the ascendant. in every state, including California, by the way, or even Illinois. It's just these blotchy blue spots, right in the middle, suck all of the corruption through it, and which we always end up behind the eight ball.
Or in California's case, the blue spots are on the left hand side, right? San Francisco and L.A.
Yes.
Actually, if you look at the map, the rest of the state is completely red. It's just very dominant, which is really funny. I've got one rant and one rave, Dave, to kind of finish the show from my voice's perspective. I'll start with the rant. Over in New York City, New York Post headline, Adams administration offers New York City religious groups $54,000 a month to house migrants. So here we go, right? This is just more tax money from the New York State, the New York taxpayers. Oh, and by the way, Hochul, the governor there, has deployed thousands of National Guard troops. Guess where? Not because of the State of the Union, on the subway system. National Guard troops are now deployed in every subway station in New York City. That's how bad the crime is. And oh, by the way, she's going to charge a guy, former Marine, for protecting people, for actually, charge him with the crime from protecting people who were almost killed by a migrant. And my rave to finish the show, at least from my perspective, I'll let you wrap it up, Dave. Huntington Beach. We love Huntington Beach here in California. It's in Orange County for folks who are listening to us from across the country. It's a beautiful community. The headline from the Washington Post, believe it or not, California's Huntington Beach stays on MAGA path after divisive campaign. So this beautiful Oceanside Republican stronghold continued down its rightward march. It's moving even further to the right, which is fantastic. It's a city of about 200,000 people just south of L.A. They passed a pair of charter amendments that do two things, Dave. One, banning the flying of gay pride flags at government and government-sponsored events and municipal property. And two, requiring voter ID for all elections.
Mm.
So, Dave, I know these are like small victories, but we have to savor them where they're happening. That's not easy to get those things passed. We are ascendant. We are marching forward. Let's replicate and multiply those things.
I love that. I love Huntington Beach. I used to boogie board up there all the time when I was in high school.
Beautiful.
Back in the day. Good for them. That's how you do it, people. That's how you do it. Hey, my last two, to put a stick in everybody's eye, this is how the Biden administration rolls. And another just great example of how, they hate the U.S. citizens. We are now going to spend tens and tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, building a port in Gaza, right? A military port to provide humanitarian assistance to the Gazians, or whatever you want to call them, people that hate you.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know that we've already spent millions, and gee, I wonder if that actually goes to the typical family in Gaza. No, it goes to, of course, to the corrupt Hamas, evil terrorists that are once again using that money not to, buy baby food and medicine. No, it goes toward building ammunition or weapons to purchase it to bomb and kill Israelis.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so predictable, but here we are. We're going to build this this amazing port.
It's going
to take a few months to build.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's going to 1,000 U.S. troops have to be doing this instead of, killing our enemies.
Yeah. We don't even have enough money. We don't even have enough to supply our own bullets. We're running low on ammo. We won't defend the southern border of the United States, but we're building port in a foreign country to connect us with terrorists who nobody else wants. 750,000 Syrians who the Egyptians build an electrified wall to keep out, a fence. I mean, it's just so unbelievably pathetic.
And my last one also tied into your legal immigration stuff. Maryland Senate passes a bill to allow illegal immigrants to buy health insurance. So there you go. It's all in your face.
It's all in your face. I mean, California announced that last week. They're having they're having no interest loans for illegals to buy homes, and that's on top of giving them free health insurance. I mean, this state is completely effed, if you know what I mean. Dave, great to see you this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it, and thanks for being patient with my voice. I do appreciate that. You can find us on every podcast platform of choice. We're out there everywhere: Spotify, Google, Apple, Podbean, wherever you want to go, and also on social media at Rant and Rave 1776. Dave, as always, we'll see you down the road on the right side.